and the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
76 degrees in Topeka, 81 in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. It is just about 3:18. That means we're about 12 minutes away from our next update of news headlines. At 3:36, we're going to tell you about former Attorney General Pam Bondi appearing before House lawmakers today, testifying about her handling of the release of the files in the case of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. We will also talk about the nuts and bolts of treating people who come down with Ebola virus infections. Ebola kills roughly half the people it infects, but that has more to do with the kind of care that patients can access. We don't want you to be scared. We want you to be prepared. We will talk about treating Ebola virus coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Looks like we are just going to have rain kind of on and off for the next several days. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and storms, particularly after midnight. We have a 60% chance of rain. It's going to be humid tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Still humid, highs in the mid-80s. It's 3:20.
Why the play still resonates today.
I just see the struggle that the family is going through economically, and a man whose job is being phased out in front of his eyes.
A conversation Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
81 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan, 81 in Emporia. The time is 3:30, and news is coming up in 30 seconds.
16. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab is the latest candidate to name a running mate in the crowded race for governor. He's trying to round out his ticket by picking a rural state lawmaker. Stephen Caranda reports for the Kansas News Service.
Schwab is from the Johnson County suburbs, and in contrast to that, he picked Republican State Representative Ken Rogers as his running mate. Schwab says it's because of his expertise in agriculture and rural issues. Rogers is from north central Kansas and is currently the chair of the House Agriculture Committee, meaning he's one of the most powerful state lawmakers handling those issues. He's also worked on legislation aimed at reducing other rural challenges, like a lack of attorneys. The filing deadline is Monday, so more candidates will likely be finalizing their tickets. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
An advocacy group says nearly 22,000 Kansans have lost food benefits since the passage of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill last July. And that number includes more than 10,000 children. The group Kansas Appleseed released information this week detailing the legislation's impact on low-income Kansas families. Citing a report by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the group says statewide enrollment in the food assistance program, SNAP, has dropped 12% since Trump signed the bill into law. The law cuts SNAP funding by billions of dollars. All five Republican members of the Kansas congressional delegation voted in favor of that bill. The lone Democrat, Representative Sharice Davids, voted against it. Storm chasers have become a growing concern for local officials in Kansas. Now one county is asking the state to do something about the problem. KSNT reports the Marshall County Board of Commissioners voted this week to send a letter to state officials calling for the creation of a task force to address the issue. Storm chasing has become a popular, if dangerous, pastime in recent years. Last week, the police chief in the Marshall County town of Blue Rapids estimated as many as 500 vehicles were chasing a tornado in the area. He said many were ignoring local traffic laws, creating a potentially dangerous situation. And in sports, KU has won its first game in the NCAA Division I Baseball Tournament Regionals, defeating Northeastern by a score of 6-3. It's a double elimination tournament, so KU will go on to play the winner of Missouri State versus Arkansas. Northeastern will play the loser of Missouri State versus Arkansas. All team second games are scheduled for tomorrow. Probably going to have to dodge the raindrops a bit tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 60% chance of rain, humid, a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and storms, still humid, highs in the mid-80s. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered.
Come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence as well. Many other frequencies sprinkled across the state, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can do lots of things at that website. You can stream both KPR1 and KPR2. You can take a look at program schedules for KPR1 and KPR2. Get a look at a list of all the day's news headlines and a whole lot more. Check it out when you have a moment, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 60% chance of showers, particularly after midnight. It's going to be humid overnight with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and storms, still humid, highs in the mid-80s. Guess what? It's going to be humid tomorrow night as well, with a 70% chance of showers and storms and lows in the mid-60s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
A maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal, and this week's Wait, Wait, we've got musicians Lucy Dacus and Taimane, and Tiffany Haddish makes my bar mitzvah cool retroactively. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR1 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
79 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 84 in Abilene. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us here at KPR. We have news headlines coming up in about 12 minutes. That'll happen at 4:30. At 4:36, we are going to talk about some of the changes to battlefield medicine, which is actually a fairly fascinating topic. Now that drones play such a huge part in modern warfare, battlefield medicine has had to change because of the nature of the wounds. So we are going to talk about that. Then, rescue efforts are underway to free 7 men who've been trapped for a week in a cave in Laos. Getting them out is not going to be easy.
We've got right now a passage of like 30 meters or 100 feet of distance that they need to go through, which is effectively very, very restricted.
How the rescuers are managing in the race against time, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station, 7 o'clock, we'll get you news headlines. Then it's Film Music Friday, focusing tonight on music from the golden age of Hollywood. Join the fun. Film Music Friday with Jeff Watson coming up at 7 on your KPR One station.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:20.
She left her older son in Cuba when she fled to the U.S. with baby Ada.
That moment represented like a kind of original sin.
Join me, Adrian Florido, as I talk with Ferrer about her new memoir, Keeper of My Kin, here on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Thanks so much for tuning in this afternoon. We have news headlines coming up in about 35 seconds. Stick around for that. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come because we're with you till 7 o'clock. Right now, it's 4:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab is the latest candidate to name a running mate in the crowded race for governor. He's trying to round out his ticket by picking a rural state lawmaker. Stephen Coranda reports.
Schwab is from the Johnson County suburbs, and in contrast to that, he picked Republican State Representative Ken Rogers as his running mate. Schwab says it's because of his expertise in agriculture and rural issues. Rogers is from north central Kansas and is currently the chair of the House Agriculture Committee, meaning he's one of the most powerful state lawmakers handling those issues. He's also worked on legislation aimed at reducing other rural challenges, like a lack of attorneys. The filing deadline is Monday, so more candidates will likely be finalizing their tickets. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Coranda in Lawrence.
Thousands of Kansas families have lost their food assistance after new federal requirements for the programs went into effect. Roger Nomer has more.
A study from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found more than 21,000 Kansans have lost access to SNAP because of cuts to the program and tighter work requirements added to federal law. Advocacy groups are especially concerned because more than 10,000 of those are children. Losing SNAP means it's tougher for them to access programs like free school meals. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She says food insecurity has an impact on education and long-term health.
Unfortunately, right now, with the implementation of HR 1, we've seen a dimming on the futures of so many kids right now.
Harvesters is asking legislators to put food assistance support into the upcoming federal farm bill. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
Kansas lawmakers are responding to lawsuit threats from school districts. Four school districts in Kansas are threatening to sue the state over its failure to provide enough funding for special education programs. Those districts are Olathe, Shawnee Mission, DeSoto, and Blue Valley. In a joint statement, the districts say the state has failed to meet its legal obligation to fund special education and has instead shifted the costs to local districts. Republican State Representative Susan Estes chairs an education funding task force committee. She told KSNT it's, quote, too soon for the districts to be threatening to sue the state. And in sports, KU has won its first game in the NCAA Division I Baseball Tournament Regionals. They defeated Northeastern by a score of 6-3. This is a double elimination tournament, so KU will be going on to play the winner of Missouri State versus Arkansas, while Northeastern will play the loser of Missouri State versus Arkansas. All the team's second games are scheduled for tomorrow. 60% chance of showers tonight, humid with lows in the lower 60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, still humid with a high in the mid-80s.
This is All Things.
You can hear Morning Edition on Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Get you an update of news headlines at 5:01, at 5:06. We will tell you about what is going on in the Mideast. On paper, we have some ceasefires in place between Israel and the U.S. in Iran, and also in Lebanon and Gaza. On the ground, not so much. And we will tell you exactly what has transpired. The latest coming up here on KPR. 74 degrees in Topeka, 79 in Lawrence. It is 10 minutes before 5.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI tools have the goal of optimizing the purchasing experience paired with delivery options, dedicated to empowering teams. More at AmazonBusiness.com. From the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from Fidelity Investments, a dedicated advisor can help build a flexible wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. This is NPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will get you caught up in a hurry on what has happened overnight. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 83 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Atchison. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
80 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan, 83 in Emporia. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up, news headlines at 5:30. 5:36, details of what Pam Bondi, former Attorney General, had to say to House lawmakers today. We will also discuss what it takes to treat Ebola patients. How do you keep them alive? It seems like a very deadly disease. In a lot of ways, it's because the people who are being infected with it don't have access to really cutting-edge treatment like you would in the United States. We'll talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
As far as the weather goes, we are going to see off and on rain for the next several days. 60% chance of showers tonight. Humid, lows in the lower 60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. Still humid, highs in the mid-80s. 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. And guess what? It's going to be humid. Lows in the mid-60s. Still humid on Sunday, but sunshine for much of the day with highs in the upper 80s.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
78 degrees in Topeka, 82 in Manhattan, 85 in Abilene. It is 5:20.
Salesman, why the play still resonates today.
I just see the struggle that the family is going through economically, and a man whose job is being phased out in front of his eyes.
A conversation Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre as your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing A Night for the History Books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
News headlines are coming your way in approximately 35 seconds. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:30.
The close, the NASDAQ up 55, the S&P 500 up 16. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab is the latest candidate to name a running mate as he gets ready for the crowded race for governor. He's trying to round out his ticket by picking a rural state lawmaker. Stephen Caranda has the details.
Schwab is from the Johnson County suburbs, and in contrast to that, he picked Republican State Representative Ken Rogers as his running mate. Schwab says it's because of his expertise in agriculture and rural issues. Rogers is from North Central Kansas and is currently the chair of the House Agriculture Committee, meaning he's one of the most powerful state lawmakers handling those issues. He's also worked on legislation aimed at reducing other rural challenges, like a lack of attorneys. The filing deadline is Monday, so more candidates will likely be finalizing their tickets. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
Thousands of Kansas families have lost their food assistance after new federal requirements for the programs were put into place. Roger Nomer has that story.
A study from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found more than 21,000 Kansans have lost access to SNAP because of cuts to the program and tighter work requirements added to federal law. Advocacy groups are especially concerned because more than 10,000 of those are children. Losing SNAP means it's tougher for them to access programs like free school meals. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She says food insecurity has an impact on education and long-term health.
Unfortunately, right now, with the implementation of HR 1, we've seen a dimming on the futures of so many kids right now.
Harvesters is asking legislators to put food assistance support into the upcoming federal farm bill. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
KU has won its first game in the NCAA Division I baseball tournament regionals, defeating Northeastern by a score of 6-3. This is a double elimination tournament, so KU is going on to play the winner of Missouri State versus Arkansas. They're playing actually right now. Northeastern will play the loser of that game. All teams' second games are scheduled for tomorrow. You're going to have to dodge the raindrops, though. 60% chance of showers late tonight and humid with a low in the lower 60s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. Still humid with a high in the mid-80s. It's 5:35.
Not to Love is out now.
Support for Wildcard with Rachel Martin comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us. We are closing in on 6 o'clock at 6:01. We'll have an update of news headlines. Then we're going to talk about primaries. You know, political primaries used to just be the first step in the electoral process. Now the primary has transformed. In many places, it's kind of the moment where the election is all but decided. It's reshaping Congress, and we're going to talk about it at 6:06 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 60% chance of rain. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the lower 60s. More of the same tomorrow, mostly sunny. 50% chance of showers and storms. Humid, high in the mid-80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
That helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal, and this week's Wait, Wait, we've got musicians Lucy Dacus and Taimane, and Tiffany Haddish makes my bar mitzvah cool retroactively. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.